Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending April 3rd. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 9.8, next year, 4.4. Corn this year, 27.7, next year, 9.5. Soybeans this year, 6.8, next year, 8.5. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. Midwest direct hog trade is called mostly steady today, but there are a few mixed undertones seen as well. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $29 to $36. Peoria is called steady to firm today with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report, for Wednesday, April 2nd, negotiated swine purchases were $14,067 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $40.50 to $53.38. The weighted average was $48.52. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.71 to $42.05. The weighted average was $39.72. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,961. The base price range was $40 to $56. The weighted average, $52.37. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.49 to $41.12, and the weighted average was $39.32. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, one man's flooding rains are another man's drought busters, and it looks like more trouble for the portions of the Midwest that have been hit hard for the last month. And the entire Midwest will continue to see widespread rain again through the next week, with less frequent and less significant precipitation expected after April 13th. Totally dry conditions not likely. But if temperatures can turn a little warmer and we do see occasional sunshine, that will bring some drying after the middle of the month, and the potential for increased planting will steadily rise. Additional drying will have to occur beyond the mid-month to induce aggressive planting and start to catch up to seasonal averages for the amount of seed put in the ground. As far as the Delta in the southeast, excessive rainfall will fall today in the northern Delta, with portions of the region possibly receiving as much as 5 inches of rain. Widespread flooding will result, and some flooding will continue along the length of the lower Mississippi River for an extended period of time. Southeastern states will see widespread rain Friday into Saturday. The remainder of the two-week outlook is a little more favorable for field work than that suggested yesterday, with the northern Delta needing significant dry weather for significant field work to occur, and the southern Delta and the southeastern states should see good field working conditions with some brief interruptions due to rain, but again, that would bring some relief to the drought conditions in the southeastern states. As far as other portions of the U.S., on the plains, a chilly rain is falling across portions of Nebraska, northern Kansas, and northeastern Colorado. A little bit of wet snow falling in western areas like around Denver or so, while warm, humid air is surging up across the southern plains. And although shower activity mostly confined to scattered locations in central Texas, drought conditions for the stressed winter wheat on the southern high plains will continue. In the west, precipitation confined to the central Rockies and scattered locations in southern California. The northwest is getting a temporary break from the cold snap that began in mid-March, although crop growth and fieldwork activities remain sluggish in the wake of recent snowfall. They do get a break from the precipitation for a short term. And over the next 6 to 10 days, for the period looking out at April 8th through the 12th, The National Weather Service is looking for wet weather in the Pacific Northwest and from the plains into the Appalachians, including, once again, the Corn Belt. Mostly dry weather will prevail for California into the lower Rio Grande Valley. Elsewhere, warm weather is starting to shift, and it looks like the eastern third of the U.S. will start to see above-average temperatures spreading, while below-normal conditions are expected across the western half of the nation. Outside the U.S. border, scattered showers in Brazil occurred yesterday and through early today from Paraná into São Paulo and Mato Grosso into Goiás. Rainfall reached as much as 1.13 inches near Mato Grosso do Sul, the border area with Minas Gerais, and a few hundredths of an inch to almost three-quarters of an inch occurred elsewhere. High temperatures yesterday were in the middle 70s and 80s across most of Brazil. A few extreme high temperatures just poked over 90 degrees in the north, and the forecast remains unchanged from that of recent days. Most significant portion of the forecast would be the heavier precipitation expected in central south regions of Brazil, and enough rain will fall to stall field work for a few days. Some localized flooding may result. Argentina, the earliest of a generalized rain pattern setting up might occur Wednesday and Thursday of next week, but is more likely to occur in the following weekend, at which time most of the nation would be impacted. Precipitation will set back field work, but after the coming week of net drying, the impact on crops would be minimal. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
In Wednesday's overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 9.97 and a quarter, up 1 1/4, last trade up 12 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.41, up 4 1/2, last trade up 12. July, 9.53, up 2 1/2, last trade up 10 1/2. May corn opened at 5.95 3/4, unchanged, last trade up 1 3/4. July, 6.08 3/4, down 1/4, last trade up 2. December, 6.03, unchanged, last trade up 1 1/2. May beans opened at 12.50 1/4, up 7 1/4, last trade up 5. July, 12.63 1/2, up 4, last trade up 5 1/2. November, 11.73 3/4, up 4, last trade up 6 1/2. May soybean meal opened at $3.33, up $2, last trade up $1.40. May soybean oil opened at $55.49, up $0.44, last trade down $0.20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales reports out this morning, and the numbers that caught my eye, not so much this year, but next year's numbers.
Yeah, particularly on the corn and soybeans. We expect at this time of year that we'll be focusing a lot on new crop wheat, but that was the laggard of the three. On the corn side, we saw almost 10 million bushels of new crop booked, 27 on the old crop side. A little better than expected. This market technically still needs that May corn to top $6 resistance. That's kind of a psychological area. We didn't do it yesterday. We didn't do it overnight again. The July through July of 2009 are over that level. We're seeing the market build in production risk, and as it should be, but we'll be a penny and a half, maybe as much as three or four higher today.
What will attract new longs to the lead option May contract?
Should we get over that, I think we will see additional fund buying come in this market.
Hmm. What about the soybeans today?
Soybeans, export bookings there on the new crop came in at 8.5 million bushel, really outstanding for the new crop, 6.8 million on the old crop. Talk about a stevedore strike in Brazil, just on the heels of getting over an Argentine farmer strike, probably be supportive to this market. The corn-soybean ratio has really dropped, favoring corn, of course. Will be up a nickel, maybe as much as a dime today in the beans.
That spike low earlier, a few days, is that a bottom for a temporary?
I think it sure is a bottom temporarily. From a cycle standpoint, we ought to be up for a couple of weeks in here.
What about the wheat?
On the wheat, export bookings were what I would call real neutral here. We did see some good new crop export bookings, old crop just shy of 10 million bushel. This market, I think, is kind of struggling. A lot of talk about a good wheat crop. However, I keep hearing about flooded acres in Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana. Production core concerns are not there in the hard red winter wheat or spring wheat areas. So probably see a mixed opening, maybe down a few to up a nickel, that kind of a thing.
Turn your attention to CME livestock, where lean hogs technically still have taken it on the chin.
Oh, man, they look poor. They're going to be kind of mixed at the outset. Cash may be a little bit firmer. Weekly kill is going to be humongous this week at about 2.3 million head. On the cattle side, I think we'll see pressure there. Packers sure took the upper hand, lowering bids and feedlots grabbing onto them.
Ellen, try to stay dry.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.